like this.
And look at.
Hello. So, anyway, so today we are witnessing an engagement ceremony between two nice devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it's very auspicious because marriage is a transcendental partnership. And partnership means that each one helps the other in different ways to progress in Krishna consciousness. We need the association of devotees to progress in Krishna consciousness. No, as the saying goes in English, no man or no woman is an island, right? And we need actually social support to progress in Krishna consciousness. And even sannyasis have the support of the society. It's like I have so many family members all around the world, so I'm not bereft of social support, which is kind of nice. So in the same way the grahastha has his own little world of social support, and because the grahastha is the ashram which supports the entire society, the grahastha has some very specific duties. Grahastha has some very specific duties that basically no other ashram in society has. And those duties are specifically, first of all, to maintain the other ashrams. The grahastha maintains the brahmachari, the grahastha maintains the vanaprastha, and the grahastha maintains the sannyasi. And the grahastha especially is meant for hospitality. Not only hospitality for sannyasis, but hospitality, as you all know, there's this whole saying that if someone comes to your house without even an invitation, he's known as Narayan, to be treated as Narayan. Without any discrimination as to caste or creed. Just like today, we had an interesting experience. We were talking to the helpers of RadaRadi.com, who helped clean the whole area around here, and or seeing the helpers. I wasn't able to talk to them because I don't speak Hindi. And I was hearing how that because many of them come from what was considered to be a lower caste, they're not allowed even in the temples here. So I was thinking this is completely against Vedic culture. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a social reformer. In fact, many of his followers came from all the lower castes. And some of his followers came from higher castes, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. But then you have Haridas Thakur, who was the Namacharya. And certainly that's about as, from a Hindu perspective, that's about as low as a caste as you could get. So a grahastha, getting back to the point, is grahastha has to treat all living entities like his children, basically. Even the household animals, even if there happens to be a little bug that comes in the house, has to be treated with as much compassion. Of course, not the same way as you treat your children, but with as much compassion as the children are treated. At the same time, we don't want to have animals living in the house, like in the Western world. Of course, they have dogs and cats, and we do know that that is muchi. Even Lord Chaitanya's mother understood this. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought home a puppy one time, and she said, it's Muchiyo Brahma. So, but the respect for all living entities is very, very important for grahasthas, and the service towards all living entities is very important for grahasthas. But more important than anything else is supporting each other in the principles of bhakti yoga, especially the sadhana practice. I was asked this by a grahastha couple that just got married yesterday, as a matter of fact. They said, what sort of instructions do you have for us now that we're entering the grahastha ashram? I said, well, first instruction is rise early in the morning. Chant your japa nicely. You know, do whatever puja you can. Obviously, you can't do a whole morning program like the temple has. And read. We were just waiting for you.
Yes.
Because without you, there's no auspiciousness. So, and all your friends. And read regularly the literatures of this, of our Krishna conscious movement, specifically Bhagavatam and other literatures. So that's really important. I mean, it's not that a grahastha life means that now you don't have to follow the sadhana process. Grahastha life means now you have an assistant that you're responsible to make sure that she or he follows the sadhana process. That means chanting your rounds every day without fail and hearing about Krishna and dedicating your life to Krishna and realizing that you're a servant, not a master. I mean, sometimes the husband is called Swami in the Vedic tradition. And Swami means master. But as soon as he begins to think of himself as a master, he's fallen. Just like Srila Gorgasharadas Babaji Maharaj, one time was approached by a grahastha couple who just got married. And they asked him, do you have any instructions for us? And he gave the man instructions. You should cook and take care of your wife and clean all the clothes. Okay. And so, I'm not saying that's your instruction, but just to instill in the person's heart that he's a servant. So you're a servant of each other and ultimately servant of all the Vaishnavas and ultimately servant of all living entities and ultimately servant of the Supreme Personality of God. That's what grahastha life is. I mean, we're all servants. I'm serving as a sannyasi. And sometimes the guru whose disciples won't listen to him. And you're serving. You're all serving. Oh, thank you. May you be blessed. He's dressed up like he's ready for marriage too. So, anyway, never forget that we're all servants. And that's the training we get in the Krishna conscious movement. As we mentioned in one marriage previously, not the marriage yesterday, that it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the training everyone should get is Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanta Rohitam Archyan Dasabhav Nitya. That, first of all, we should understand that we're living, if we can't live directly, but we're living in the ashram of the spiritual master. In other words, your house doesn't belong to you. It belongs to, well, I wouldn't say it belongs to me. That would be nice. But it belongs to Krishna, the guru is the representative of the Supreme Personality of God. It belongs to Krishna. And then one is a servant, Brahmachari, Guru Kule, Vasandanta, Gurorhitam, and then everything you do should be based on benefiting or serving the mission of the spiritual master. And then Archyan, you should have perfect behavior because whatever you do represents the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Archyan Dasavan, and the most important thing is Dasavan. You realize that you're full of service, always meant to serve others. And then you'll be a perfect grahastha. And then you'll carry out your service of taking care of your wife, protecting your wife. Wife's business is to protect the husband in Krishna consciousness. Actually, it's described sometimes the wife's business is to protect the senses of the husband, to keep them from going wild, to guide the husband. Okay. We got more people here. Anyway, so that's the job of the grahastha. It's a service. It's not a road for enjoyment, although there are certain, let's say, allowances in grahastha life that sannyasis and brahmacharis don't have. But it's a service, a very important service to society, to Krishna and Guru. What's that? Oops. So, I think that's the end of the lecture. So then we'll continue with the ceremony. Is everybody ready for the ceremony?
Yes.
So,
Yeah,
your mother's going to do an RT.
To
who?
To you. Like, just one idea.
Okay, yeah.
Mom.
Okay. Neither mine was good. I give you a guarantee. Okay, Joe the RT. So there's going to be some chanting along with the RT?
Devotees can chant. Do you want to chant?
Sure, I can chant.
Okay, go.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Describes that the engagement is a firm promise of commitment, and it's the formal acceptance by the bride's parents and the groom's parents of the marriage proposal. And both parties are saying that they are willingly and freely entering into this arrangement, and the bride's father promises to bestow his daughter to the groom at the appointed time, when they actually have to marry someone. And they both, all the parties state that they're very happy with this particular arrangement. Because in the Western world, you would actually say, if anyone has any objections, speak now or forever hold your peace. So, we're not going to say that. So, so there are going to be some items like clothes and jewelry exchanged in order to signify that the agreement has been reached. And the couple is wearing new clothes today, right? This is new clothes. And you do this at the end. At the end, you actually offer obeisances to the elders in the family to get their blessings. Okay. So first is the sankalpa, which we have here. Sankalpa means basically the intention. Why we're here, what we're going to do here, what's the reason that we're here, and I will recite it in Sanskrit. Om Vishnu Om Tat Sat Aja Brahmano Dvitiya Parajye Svetavara Kelpe Vaivaspa Tatya Manvanture Ashtavim Siti Kalidasha Pratama Sanjayam Rama Vimsati Varta Manayam. 533 Gaurava. That means after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the year. Because we're using the Lord Chaitanya year. Dakshinayana Vasant Damodar Mam Krishna Pakshe Tula Rasi Stiti Bhaskare of my odyssey, the Tao, some other day. Sukravar, Varambitayam, the day of the week. Hasta Nakshatra Samyutayam, Jambudvipa Bharata Kande, Medibhutasya Sumeru Dakshane, Lavanarna Vaso Yaptare Kohe, Gangaya Pashtame Bhage, Sri Shalagram Shila, Sri Govardhan Shila, Go Brahmana Vaishnava Vani Samitao, it means being worshipped. Are witnessed by the Govardhan Shilas, the Brahmanas, and the Vaishnavas, who are together. So that's the Sankalpa. And the couple is seated on chairs facing forward, that's towards us. So the parents of the bride honor the groom by applying tilak to his forehead. That's going on. So, explain. And sprinkle akshata on his head and offer him gifts upon the tray. Clothing, coconut, betel, which he will not be chewing, etc. Betel is only meant for Krishna to chew. And he shares his betel with Srimati Radharani. So,
the husband is
Tilak on his forehead.
They're waiting for the husband.
Oh.
His father.
Yeah, so
my father
is he coming?
I mean, he was here.
He was here a second ago.
Show your dad he's going to get something.
I was thinking,
he's just going
to keep chanting.
So keep chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Coconut and
bagel? Mm.
Or
should we
assign
mine?
Is
that
the
one?
No. They don't?
Well, just by
head. I didn't. No.
Uncle.
Uh-huh.
Uncle. Uncle.
So he's offering him clothing, coconut, and bagel. You got it all?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No problem.
And the parents of the groom, you ready for the next step? Mm-hmm. The parents of the groom honor the bride by applying tilak to her forehead and sprinkling akshaka on her head, and offering her gifts.
From the stairs.
So that's it. Parents of the groom, the mother of the groom, honors the bride by applying tilak on her forehead, sprinkling akshaka on her head, offering her gifts of manasre. Here's the gifts. We got flowers on there. That's
the most
okay. 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 Okay.
You are too heavy.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so the father of the bride, I'm speaking on behalf of the father of the bride. Vacha tata maya sutta utra dam svikrita poya sutta mavalokana vidha vishvitas tvam sukhi bhava. He said, I hereby pledge to bestow my daughter whom you have seen and accepted upon your son. May you both remain happy and firm in your resolve. And the father of the groom, because that's me, discovering yesterday I was had a daughter, today I have a son.
Yeah.
You know, discovering things after so many years that children. Must be a significant. Avacha data maya sutta putrartam srikrita maya varao avalo kanavitao nishchitas tvam sukhibhava. I hereby pledge to accept your daughter for my son, who you have seen and accepted. May you both remain happy and firm in your resolve. Wow. So the father of the groom, you want to do this? Coconuts, dyed yellow?
There.
Like
the tray.
Yellow coconuts.
You want the
coconuts? Yeah, there's something to do this.
Okay. Yeah. That's it.
Okay, so the father of the groom takes a coconut, dyed yellow, some bagel flowers, and gold, and says, hold up for a second. Om ajetatare bhivastra lankare dravyahai gotropanena Nama Varena Sahodvalhartam Gotrothpanam Namnim Twam Santoshayam Twam Santushta Baba. Om. On this day, may you, something of the clan, what clan? Neelamana of the clan. My son of the clan of Krishna, Chuta, be gratified with the presentation of these clothes and ornaments. Okay, I'm supposed to give him something.
Yes.
Anyway, here's a gift, too. He's giving me the gift to give him. Oh, giving to her.
I thought you were going to
the father of the groom takes. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's to you.
Yes, right.
Here we go. Here's some gifts. It's a little heavy. And there's a coconut.
I don't want to keep it down, yeah.
You can put it down. Here's a coconut. And put the coconut on your lap, I think, according to this. All right, and I take a red silk and gold scarf and place it around her neck. Do we have that?
Oh, it's already there.
Alrighty. And then... Anye kanye anena varana karmana tvam gayatri savitri sarasvati vasu vada bhutva surakshita bhava sarva mangala mangale shive savarta sachadike sharanye trayambake gore narayane namostu te. So now the bride's father takes a tray with fruit, coconut, rice, etc., and offering it to the parents of the groom, recites the following.
He's got a fruit basket here.
Okay. Om Gotra Utpana Nam Nam Gotra Utpana. Okay.
He's in a group.
Upanaya Aryasya Putraya Nama Vishnu Sarupane Varu Vartane Varaya Mama Putrim Namim Shirupane Varatirim Imam Sutam Jyotir Varashte Sulis Chitta Mahorte Tumyam Dashe. I the clan of the Chutas. I promise to bestow my daughter named Shreya, who is desirous of a husband, upon your son named Neela Madhava, who is desirous of a wife.
Okay.
Never told me about that. At the auspicious time that will be chosen. In other words, the marriage ceremony will be chosen. So, here the parents are saying, I'm speaking on behalf of the parents. Jana Pravrittiyam Sutta Atma Bhakpalita Maya Vat Putraya Pradishyami Snehena Paripalayatam. For more than 18 years, the father is saying, I have raised this child as my very self. You're more than 18 years old, right? It's always good to underestimate the age. I shall bestow her upon your son. May you take care of her with great affection. Vyanga Klippa Pumpti Vina Trivido Yasane Vini Tabatava Satona Shat Sutanda Shami is Chayat. As long as your son remains whole in body and mind, does not become impotent, commit a crime, fall into vice or death. He's a lawyer, what do you expect? I shall bestow my daughter in marriage at the auspicious time that has been agreed upon. So the bestower gives the fruit, etc., to the father of the groom, which he said already, which he did already. Dashami, 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 he says, and he's like, give, I give, I give. And I say, Om Swasti, Om Swasti, Om Swasti, may it be well. And then, do you want me to go through this part too?
No.
That's not necessary.
No.
Because that's So anyway, this final part is good. So the couple offers obeisances to each other. That's really important. You can put everything down.
Yeah.
And then there has to be an exchange of rings and garlands. First you offer obeisances to each other. Realizing that you're both servants. Yes. That's auspicious. Then that one's better than the other. Your equal service is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not chauvinists. We believe in equality. It's true.
Yes,
so exchange the garlands. And actually this is called the Gandharva rites. Because by the exchange of garlands, they're actually considered married. According to the Gandharva rite. Like the Gandharva rite, that's, you can't go back once you've done the Gandharva rite. So think about it. So exchange the garlands. At the same time.
Oh.
You figure out how
to do it. One, two,
yeah, three. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
That's good.
And then the rings, exchange the rings. You give her the ring. And she gives you the ring. You put the ring on her finger first. And we ask everyone to bless the couple of Ashivad.
Ashivad. Hare
Krishna.
Maybe. auspicious. He's here in Govardhan. Very auspicious day. Isn't it? The most auspicious spot in the world to get married or to have an engagement.
With the most romantic guru in the world.
Celebrating your engagement with five rings. Called Diwali. Okay.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the Raj
Diwali. Oh. Oh. Oh.
So we don't eat this? Ah, joke.
No, no. Yes.
You can just call it to me later.
I'm laughing with you.
Okay,
you give me the phone. I think we got enough.
One card off,
and go.
Okay.
I'm going to write it.